The Sydney Harbour Bridge was the greatest feat of interwar industry undertaken in Australia. It not only connected Sydney's north and south shores, but galvanised the hopes of a nation in the grips of the Great Depression. Grace Cossington Smith was fascinated by the construction of this modern engineering marvel. She drew it numerous times and copiously notated her work with observations about colour and form. In the curve of the bridge, nature and industry are unified by the dynamism and rhythm of the artist's stroke. Viewed from below, the sweep of the bridge provides a platform for the artist to explore formal concerns of light and mass. Tight sets of parallel and perpendicular girders create a strong order that finds echoes in the lumber pile in the bottom left and the geometry of the slope in the foreground. Yet in spite of its solidity, the bridge is above all lyrical. Carefully located shafts of light penetrate the girders, adding textural levity. Cossington Smith believed that form was the most important thing. "Colour expresses form," she once said, "and colour must have light in it, for our whole creating exists in light." This work is a testament to that belief. The painting reveals the influence of post-impressionist masters, whom Cossington Smith studied in the Sydney studio of Antonio Dattilo Rubo, alongside fellow students Roy Demester and Roland Wakelin. You can see hints of Van Gogh in the graded sky and Cézanne in the fractured pictorial space. A number of artists, including Wakelin, Jesse Trail, Dorrit Black, Harold Casno, and Henri Millard, depicted the construction of the bridge. Always with excitement and anticipation, but none with such confidence and vitality as Cossington Smith. A triumphant vision of nation-building, her bridge is a secular temple to modernity itself, and the dazzling bravura of the painting is a declaration of her faith in the modern age.